The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. When you think of your favorite food, it is often something that you can have in multiple different types or kinds. Bread is my favorite as there are so many different varieties. Across the world, bread is a staple to many different cultures, and in this podcast, we will be exploring the world of bread, one grain at a time. I'm DJ Flower Power, and let's get this bread. Hello everyone, I hope you have had a good day so far. Today's episode is a little bit of a change up from the typical episodes regarding bread. Today I will be interviewing Sarah, and Sarah comes from Washington, same as me, very cool. And she grew up in a family of 10 kids, which is kind of crazy. And so she knows a lot about food because a lot of her meals from her childhood were made in bulk batches, and that includes bread. So on today's podcast, I will be interviewing her about the different breads she had growing up, as well as some other fun little questions. So I hope you enjoy. Welcome to the podcast. We're excited to have you here. I think in American cuisine, it's very easy to find bread in some sort of plate. So the very first question is, what is your favorite type of bread?
You know, I've really always been a sourdough girly. That is such a universal bread, and I feel like it tastes good on anything. In my family, we do a lot of Irish soda bread in March. And so that's always like a super special thing that I look forward to, but sourdough all the way.
That's so cool. I just had an episode last week actually on soda bread, which is so cool. But going off of that, what is your favorite way to eat both sourdough and soda bread? And how was it prepared that made your house unique for the soda bread?
So for soda bread, I think I do a lot of avocado toast with it. I think it's like the perfect vessel for that. And then with Irish soda bread, we keep it super simple. It's literally, we'll just slice it and put plain butter on it, and it's perfect. Honestly, we, like in my house, we don't make a lot of the bread, but we'll definitely go out to farmers markets and like get it specifically there. But for Irish soda bread, we'll make that. And usually we just like follow a recipe online.
So that's very universal too. I talked about it because definitely with sourdough, my favorite thing is just to toast it and put some really good high quality butter on it. So I think we have very similar tastes in what kind of bread we like, which is very cool. You were talking about how your family made a lot of the Irish soda bread specifically, but what were some challenges that you often faced when making that certain type of bread because of how easy yet difficult it is?
I think thankfully, since we're following a recipe and it's not really up to us to like figure it out, it's pretty foolproof, but there's always things, especially in like the proofing process, that can throw it off. But otherwise, we don't have a ton of issues with it, which is why I think we like always come back to it year after year.
It's definitely a very easy bread to make, just with its simplicity and the fact that you can be done with it within an hour, basically. So another question I have is, there's so many different types of breads out there in the world. And so what is one bread that if you had all the time you needed and you had the skill to make it, what is the bread that you would make?
I don't know if you've seen this online, but some people will like paint on the top of their loaves. It's a mixture of like food coloring, flour, and I think just water. But it stays like after it's baked and everything. And so honestly, I think that would be something cool to like try out, because there's a lot of like creativity with that, but you can use it on any type of loaf, which is why it's really cool.
Another thing I saw online too was focaccia, and they would dye a lot of the dough and create this masterpiece on top of the focaccia, which I thought was so cool, and use different herbs and olives to create some sort of landscape, and made the one that I saw was like a house with a garden and stuff. And I always thought that was so cool. So that was definitely something I would want to make. With the rise of social media, you can often find, if you search hard enough, or not very hard, some sort of bread making pop-up on your feed. So is there a food trend that has come up recently that you have wanted to try, and one that you have been totally against trying?
I know, like, for me personally, on my feeds, there's a lot of chopped salad recipes of all different types. And one that comes to mind was somebody who tried to make, if pizza was a salad, this is what it would be.
Chopped salads are definitely really meditating to watch too, especially on your feeds. I remember, I think it was 2019 or 2018, there was the big rainbow trend. And that was really interesting because everyone applied it. And I remember one of the ones I saw was rainbow bagels, which was very interesting because it required a lot more hands-on work because you had to dye individual sections of the dough and then roll them together.
I'm trying to think of a trend that I would not try. On my feed really recently, there's been like butter boards where you just spread a whole bunch of butter out and you can put some toppings on it and then have like a cracker or like really small squares of bread and stuff to dip it in. And for me, that just, it seems so impractical, you know, at least put it in a bowl, you know, dipping wise, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's very interesting to hear too, because a lot of these trends, it's one side or the other of the spectrum. So I think I kind of had the same thought where it looks very appealing on the outside, but the practicality of it, you're not going to get the amount of spread that you want on your cracker or your bread or whatever you choose to use. I saw one with apples and caramel, and that one looked really good, but it was really interesting to see everyone's take with it too, because it just started as really just a spread board with crackers, but people have made it into this big, it's marshmallows and chocolate and you're using lettuce and dressing. And it's kind of crazy how all of these trends evolve and spiral and then just all of a sudden stop too. And you often forget about them because another trend comes up. So when you have lunch at school, we both grew up in very American households, it was very much your lunch boxes were filled with some sort of sandwich, some sort of crackers, and some sort of fruit or vegetable. What was your favorite sandwich growing up, and has that continued to today, or are you very much burnt out of them per se?
You know, I've never really been a sandwich person, but in elementary school, I would just have a peanut butter sandwich, except it wasn't on regular bread. It was like in a Hawaiian roll, which was very tasty and very sweet, which I think that's what I wanted as a kid. But now, like avocado toast, because it's not like an enclosed sandwich, it's just a toast and it's kind of topped with things and then I eat it. So I think I definitely lean towards that rather than a sandwich now.
It's very interesting to think about too, because with that, you often can add or subtract things from your final product to make it so it is more or less filling, let's say, as a sandwich. Growing up, what kind of bread was typically bought from the store? Was it whole wheat? Was it white? And what are your opinions on that now?
My family was a white bread person, just for any lunchbox sandwiches. Now we kind of stray towards a more of like a wheat or like having like sourdough always, but I'm not a big fan of white bread. It just like doesn't bring anything to the table and it feels filler substance. It brings nothing.
I think definitely that brings up the idea of what do you think is the purpose of bread? Is it just as something to hold something? Is it to add flavor, texture? What are your opinions on the purpose behind bread in cultures and cuisines today?
I think that bread is so universal, you know, like every single culture has their own bread. It's a vessel for other flavors to shine, but within itself, you can explore how bread it individually brings flavor, because I think it does. And you can tell good bread from bad bread, but I think really its role in different cultures is, one, by itself, it's a food group, and two, it's such a good pairing because it doesn't outshine anything. And so really you can have it with anything, and you can make it sweet and you can make it savory. And so it really gives a lot of options.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think it's very interesting just overall looking at all of the different cuisines around the world and understanding that every single one has a different bread, yet they all have very similar purposes in that they're used as that vessel, as you said, but don't take away from the flavors and uniquenesses of other dishes that they're being paired with. Another question I have for you is, there are so many different breads in this world. What is one from a different country and cuisine that you've wanted to try and go and try the authentic version of it?
I really like flatbreads, especially from like Mediterranean cuisines and Middle Eastern cuisines. There's always packaged, you know, pita breads and flatbread in stores, but I really have never had a really authentic version of them. And so I would love to explore that and like experience that and see if there's really a major difference or not.
All right, to finish out this episode, we're going to do a little would you rather. Would you rather not toasted or burnt?
Oh my God, not toasted.
Okay, and then sourdough or brioche?
Oh, that's a hard one. Honestly, sourdough. Sourdough all the way.
And then another one, cinnamon rolls or croissants?
Honestly, cinnamon roll. It's honestly less messy too, and I think that like is a really big factor.
That's so true. I would definitely agree with that too. I'm definitely more of a cinnamon roll girl, just because you can't beat a warm cream cheese frosting cinnamon roll. As much as I love croissants, cinnamon rolls are just superior. So the very last question I have for you is, would you consider tortilla bread?
Yes, because it is made up of the same ingredients almost. You know, you have the flour, you have the binding factor, and you have like the fat. And so if you consider flatbreads a type of bread, I feel like you have to consider tortillas as well.
You brought up a good point that I just realized is I didn't clarify corn or flour tortillas. True. And those have two very different makeups. So flour tortillas, as you said, flatbread is a bread. They have the same ingredients, but corn tortillas are only made with really one ingredient. So are corn tortillas bread?
I would say no. I think that flour is such an important part of bread that without it, you just can't consider it.
Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast today. We look forward to seeing you next time. Make sure that you get this bread or any bread that Sarah has talked about today. And we look forward to seeing you next time for our very final episode. Thank you so much, and DJ Flower Power out.